The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Radio AM. Today is Friday, September 8th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is CA Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as I engage Erin Green and talk to her about, hey, what's trending in the news. However, today's show is going to be about Clap. It's actually Kevin Farrington should be in at about 11:30 from the Eugene DePuch Law Firm. No, I have a Eugene DePuch Law Firm. Law School.
Yeah, law school and legal aid clinic.
And legal aid clinic, right? She'll be in-house, and they'll be talking about what's happening on Saturday. They have an event where the top lawyers are going to make themselves available to give advice and direction to Bahamians who have legal issues. So as soon as they come in, I would be happy to go in detail with that, encourage Bahamians to take advantage of this opportunity to get some information on what all they can do, if you need wills done, if you need general direction on where to turn about that, especially family court and stuff like that. So tuned in for when Kevin Farrington is in-house, and he normally brings a team to go in detail at what would be available. And like I said, they tend to have the best lawyers in the Bahamas, KC's and those big law firms who will volunteer their services to help Bahamians in general. So I'm actually excited about that. But in the meantime, I guess go to flyer, right? In the meantime, I'm going to speak to Erin. There's a hurricane out there. It's now a Hurricane 5. Right? It gives me that deja vu type feeling. Mind you, I ain't panicking or anything, right? Because it's way out. And all of the Met officers, personnel is saying, hey, man, I ain't coming here. That can turn off. It's a serious storm right now, but more than likely, that can turn off and subdue and dissolve in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. But in the meantime, mind you, there's two storms up there, and both Met Office personnel are predicted to go to a Hurricane 5. Hurricane 5 is like, that's like Hurricane Dorian, strong hurricane, mashing up type hurricane, right? But both are being predicted to be turned off from the Bahamas. No, come close, but not close that we need to be concerned. And I'm grateful for that, you know, and they say prayer changes things. But I want to talk about hurricane response. Are we ready? Are we stay in readiness? The information that is typically out there, should be out there, is that being transferred, right? I know the Met offices have been, I call it offices, the Met office have been issued statements given the position of the hurricane, the strength of the hurricane. And I know that for a while we had the Ministry of Disaster Preparedness. That's what the ministry called?
No, it's not.
It's not a ministry. It's a minister. If it's not a minister, it has to be a ministry.
It's no Ministry of Disaster Preparedness.
No?
There should be.
So who is responsible for NEMA if there's no Ministry of Disaster Preparedness?
There's no Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, but NEMA is a portfolio that sits within a ministry or sits alone and coordinates elements of various ministries.
I think you're wrong.
It's not its own ministry. No,
NEMA falls under a ministry.
Right, okay, it falls under, but it's not its own standalone ministry.
And that ministry is the Ministry of Disaster Preparedness.
There's no Ministry of Disaster Preparedness. There should be.
Okay.
But there isn't.
No problem. I'll yield.
I think it's a portfolio or a unit or an agency within another.
Is it a department? And NEMA falls under a department?
No, is it Disaster Recovery Authority, DRA?
And there is a DRA, it's cool. And what I'm saying now is how ready we are. Usually, and I could put in a scenario here, and it's general speculation and general synopsis, not necessary fact, anecdotal. Usually when a hurricane hits the Bahamas, right, the first persons who tend to respond, other than the overarching NEMA group who reacts, right, you hear the word head knows. No, they changed the name now. I'm not even sure what they call it.
Knowles knows.
But that's our Facebook group. What's the reaction group for the hurricanes? What's that called? You don't know anymore, eh? Everything has gone blank.
Well, I thought that Head Knowles was disbanded, and there's a new entity called Knowles Knows.
That's the Facebook group.
Okay, I just thought that the Facebook group was a social media presence for that entity.
I like how you put it. And the reason why I brought it up is certain things need to be hashed out, because we do have volunteer groups that just come into play. Bahamians helping Bahamians, right? And I want to know what currently exists in terms of that. Like, what is it enacted? Besides government, what is enacted that we say, hey, I won't put my money, I won't put my support, I won't render my assistance with this credited group. And I'm not sure if there exists credited grouping where me, as a layperson, say, hey, I have sand, we call it sandbags. I'm going to donate it to you all because I know you're all going to respond.
You have a system and a protocol for distribution of hurricane supplies and resources once the indicator's been made we're in the storm zone.
And I'd like to know, because you tend to know everything. Do you know of any anymore? I mean, once upon a time, be like, I know where to go. I don't know where to go anymore.
No, I don't. I'm not sure either. I remember the Prime Minister referencing, oh, I wish I had my notes, Mr. Newry. Remember when the Prime Minister referenced an entity that needed to pay back some things, to give back some things?
We didn't forget.
That was, I think it's called IDEA or something, but IDEA Relief.
IDEA Relief.
They define themselves as a Dorian recovery and response group, right? Like, they are a disaster response group. I don't know if they're still in operation.
Do you know if we got the money back? Because I remember the issue was that they were issued money and they didn't use the money. And then a year later, after the hurricane come and gone, they were told to return the money that they didn't use.
Listen, I don't even know if the reports or audits that took place that generated the information that the Prime Minister referenced, I don't know if those have been gazetted, right? Like, because if they were on the table during the proroguing, right, before the proroguing, perhaps they've been wiped away. Like, we have no idea what the status of the recovery of the status of the recovery of those funds is, right? We have no idea.
So what about, remember we had issues about relief again for even, I don't want to talk about this, right? Because I still want to stick on the hurricane, about COVID and those persons who feed networks. And where's that status? Anyone, like, it was on, we were doing an investigation and then...
I have no idea.
No idea.
No idea. And again, we don't know if the relative or relevant investigations or reports into those matters had been passed or gazetted or whatever the proper procedure is before the proroguing of the House.
What about the generator? Remember somebody had a generator of some sort and they said that's the people's generator?
Somebody who was working for the DRA? I think, is it K. Forbes Smith or K. Smith Forbes?
You like calling names. But yes, it was our lady. Yeah, go ahead.
There was a question about a generator that at one point was in her possession.
I remember something.
Yeah,
that's right.
But there's no resolution. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. There may have been a resolution, but I'm not certain if that resolution was published or brought to the people, if it was made public, how the matter was resolved.
What about finding the hurricane relief supplies inside the church? Remember they had a church in Abaco who had... all kind of.
I do remember that one of the staff members from the church indicated that there must have been a miscommunication, because they were actually asked by the relevant authorities to hold, to store the resources
after they killed the person
in their building. I think, and the person said they really believe it was a miscommunication. They didn't attribute any malice to it. I don't think. They said, they think it was, believe it was a miscommunication.
Oh, the accusations was malice. But anyway.
You worried about all of those things. I'm still trying to figure out if we have an actual shelter constructed in Abaco yet.
We don't have no shelter constructed in Abaco.
I think that's perhaps one of the most pressing questions. How is it that it's 2023?
We collected money for that. We put $1 million starting fee. I think we spent that money already. That money was spent.
4 years. Mm. 4 years plus after Dorian, and there's still no proper hurricane shelter in Abaco. In fact, as Hurricane Lee was approaching, I sat back and I thought, why don't we see lists of hurricane shelters posted?
You mean a list of churches, you mean? List of churches.
That's right,
posted.
Because we, I'm still not certain that we have properly certified hurricane shelters in Providence. How many of the places that we list as shelters are certified, A, but B, have assessments been made to of these structures to determine whether they are viable for stronger storms?
My question is, with Hurricane Lee, the hurricane category 5 hurricane, which would be in the Atlantic Ocean, but may not come to the Bahamas, hopefully, God bless us, right? Should we be talking about this?
Yes, of course.
But wouldn't that put us in a panic, a frenzy? Incensed Bahamians and the hurricane incoming?
If you wait 7 days before a hurricane potentially hits to have these conversations, you will induce panic. But if you remember that you live in a hurricane zone and all of your economics are dictated partially by the impact, the real impact or potential impact of storms in your country, then you realize that the government is derelict in its duty. Let me use another word. It's criminal.
Stop that, Aaron.
It's criminal sit as an administration year after year and tell us about how our... See, the government continues to tell us about how our visions are limited by the realities of our geography, right? But at no point in time has the government manifested that we live in a hurricane zone and every day of our life should be about preparing for and being aware of hurricanes.
You're talking panic words.
No, I'm not talking panic words. No. We live in a hurricane zone. We must be prepared. What are we going to do? We're just going to sit here and pretend like hurricanes don't exist and then convince young people that we prayed the storm away?
Prayer changes things, Aaron.
The Bahamas should be the biggest producers of geography students and academics because of the peculiarities of where we live. We refuse to accept who we are and where we are and what it means for how we live.
So you're trying to say that the Bahamas should, in terms of students, in terms of understanding hurricanes, in terms of using the hurricane jargon and words and systems, the Bahamian populace should be one of the most versed set of people on this globe?
We should be building models for other countries. Like, look here, just the other day, California experienced a hurricane. The Bahamas should have had 17 different models to send to California government, the governor, all of the cities, all of the districts, because we are the hurricane people. Mm. Who should understand hurricanes better than us? But what we've done is we've created this environment, right? It's like psychologically traumatizing. When people want to talk about hurricanes, you tell them, oh, they don't exist. If it ain't touch here, they don't exist. They're not real until they actually hit us. This is maddening. It's maddening. And we're creating young people who become adults that don't know how to navigate the world properly because they never understood who they are and where they are.
So let's pause this.
Yeah, yeah.
What should we be doing now? In your opinion, in terms of the hurricane category 5 is out there, right?
Right.
What should be the conversation be happening in now in country?
The conversation is this. The track seems to have shifted and we're not going to have a direct hit from this storm, but that doesn't mean that we won't be impacted by this storm in other ways. We should be preparing people for storm surges, for flooding, People in low-lying areas should be prepared for unexpected or like flash flooding, right? Mm-hmm. You must be prepared for flooding. Boaters, fishermen, right? All of these guys need to get out the water. See, if we had a real government, when the storm is passing, you got to have lifeguards on your public beaches, right? You got to have people out there to monitor because you have an increased risk of undertow, mm-hmm. right? And dangerous conditions in as close up as on the shore, mm-hmm. right? These are the things that you do. That's just preparedness, right?
Yeah.
If we were really serious about where we live, this would be an element of our tourism product. But you can't invite tourists here and guarantee you could protect them when you don't show real concern about protecting your own citizens.
But we don't want to put the tourists in on a panic, though. But do you know, as a matter of truth, that we do have the satellite radios available? The centers have electricity. They have water. They have supplies. Can you, from the knowledge of announcement, say that, yes, yeah, man, we're ready. Let the storm come. We're ready.
Well, listen, my mother was head of NEMA for a moment, mm-hmm. right? And this is Hurricane Michelle, mm-hmm. 2003, maybe. It's a long time ago. But what I remember, the people who are assigned to these tasks take them seriously, mm-hmm. right? The people who are in that office take it seriously. The buildings have been identified. I think they've been assessed. There are resources. I can't swear to it. I can't swear to anything, but I do know
probably.
The people who work in those spaces take it seriously, even if the people who manage them mm-hmm. don't understand the full extent of their duties.
Let's take this call because we're soon transition because I see Kevin Farrington is here from Eugene, the Puget Law School. And of course, you know, they do their clap. They clap and their... What do you call that again when they volunteer? Legal aid clinic. They're talking about the legal aid clinic and regarding the caller gone. I was getting ready to let the caller patch through and the caller. Anyway. But anyway, continue, Aaron, right?
No, maybe just make it very quickly. I don't want to be so harsh, right? But I think this requires harsh terms so we understand the urgency of the matter. We've hit the peak of hurricane season.
Yes.
Right? I heard local meteorologists say that weathermen had, med guys had predicted a lower than average season. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that we're having an above average season.
Yeah.
Right? Every week, we're supposed to have somebody on talking about hurricanes.
It should be every week,
getting
eh?
People prepared, get psychologically ready for it. You see, if it's a constant part of your life, then it doesn't become a trauma. It doesn't become, because you're used to it. And you bring children up and you let them know this is something that we deal with living in this beautiful place.
I see the caller come back again. Patch that caller through as we about to transition soon. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning, first-time caller.
Morning.
Morning.
I would like to agree with Aaron because I think the minute we start talking about hurricane season, which begin in June, directives should be given to NEMA to distribute to every island in our archipelago, they including the Turks and Caicos, because we are all located on the Great Bahama Bank, surrounded by the Caribbean Seas. We are in the Atlantic Ocean. And so I believe that we should take it more seriously than we do. And like Aaron said, 7 days is no time to warn our archipelago to get prepared for hurricane. Something that I heard Lee was supposed to be packing a five category storm. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with her 100%.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. But even though they say that Lee will turn off, there will definitely be an impact. There will definitely be an impact on the Bahamas, particularly the southern region. Mm-hmm. And we know that Acklands and Crooked Island and Miguana, they're far from New Providence,
yeah.
right? The response time to assist them, it's going to be a while.
So Defense Force now has a base in Inagua, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a small base. That base needs to now be outfitted to also be a NEMA substation, right? And they got to figure out how to construct storage facilities so that they can keep resources down there in the south for quicker, easier distribution pre-storm and post-storm. So it's not just a post-storm recovery, right? Mm-hmm. We also need regulations in the market to prevent price gouging when storms approach. Mm-hmm. See, we also understand our economy. We like to act like people have enough residual income mm-hmm. to just have hurricane supplies store up in their house. Mm-hmm. And that's also ridiculous. And so we need different mechanisms. But to expect individuals to devise those strategies and solutions, right, at in singular units mm-hmm. is ridiculous. This is a hurricane. People need a system to plug into.
So that's what we can do. We can try to talk about the hurricane for the rest of the week whilst Lee is traveling. And we're going to commercial break now. This is Guardian Radio on the AM with C.A. Nuri. We have Kevin Farrington, who's going to be up next from the Eugene DePuch Law School. We'll be talking about Legal Aid Clinic and information what's happening on Saturday. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Just talking about the hurricane, you know, we get new information. And of course, they brought us in some information to read. So we'll read that and we go straight to Eugene DePuge Law School and their Legal Aid Clinic. In the studio, we'll have Karen Farrington and my good cousin, Miss Collie. Miss Collie, what's your first name?
Florentina.
I supposed to remember that. I just remember Collie. But no problem. But go ahead, Erin.
So you're the only person from Ackland. You're the only person who have Ackland's cousins.
Yes, Erin. That's your cousin, too.
I want to say good morning to the whole Hannah Hasty Times, Ackland's family, and all of the other people who are related to us from Ackland.
The meeting went well?
Yeah, the meeting went well.
Successful?
Yeah, and so there's still time, though, if you want to be on a planning committee, 4557-242, hit up the HHT family Facebook group. And let us know what you want
to do. Let's read that hurricane thing, and then we go straight to Farrington.
So this is the 6 a.m. Notice from the Department of Meteorology. It's the forecast office section. Depression becomes Tropical Storm Margo. At 5 p.m., the center of Tropical Storm Margo was located near latitude 17.4 north, longitude 30.8 west, or 460 miles west-northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Margo is moving toward the west-northwest near 40 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through the weekend. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual strengthening is expected during the next few days, and Margo is forecast to become a hurricane over the weekend. The next news item will be issued at noon. Along with this comes an advisory. They are advising beachgoers and boaters to stay off the water.
What do you mean stay off the water?
Don't take your boat out, not into the harbor, not on the, near the shore. Don't take it out into the ocean. Don't take it out. And definitely by Sunday, no beachgoers. There's going to be heavy chop. There's going to be dangerous conditions on the shoreline. Dangerous conditions in the water, even though the storm is still far, far away.
And you mentioned Margo, but what happened to Lee? Anyway, it's two hurricanes out there.
Yeah.
There's two hurricanes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mr. Farrington.
There you go.
Yeah. This hurricane be serious. Just don't go in the water. And just listen to the news and get all the updates.
Yeah. This is old people talk. Storm traveling.
Storm traveling.
And people used to know what to do when they hear storm traveling.
Mr. Farrington, welcome once again.
Thank you.
That mic closer. We're always glad when you come in, especially the services that you're rendering to Bahamians in general with your legal clinic. I want to start again on when is the day? Let's start backwards move forward. When is the day?
This coming Saturday, the 9th of September.
And when you say this coming Saturday, you mean tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you have in your legal... Yes, tomorrow is Saturday.
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Yes, you have in your legal aid clinic, right? And where it's going to be?
The Diplomatic Center.
And so that's Carmichael Road.
State Ministries, Diplomatic Center, Carmichael Road. Saturday, as in tomorrow. I didn't realize tomorrow is Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Your lawyers be busy.
The 9th of September, 2023, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Okay. So 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., you have some of the best lawyers in the Bahamas making themselves available to give advice. Is that able to say the word, give advice? Because lawyers don't give advice, right?
We do.
I mean, free.
Yes. Yeah, I was free. About to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give it looks as good.
Decent.
Absolutely free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. And
see, because the thing is this, Mr. Newry, uh-huh. right? Everybody has a right to sound legal counsel. Mm-hmm. If you're not a trained lawyer, if you're not a qualified, certified, approved lawyer, then there's no expectation that you understand the law sufficiently to defend yourself.
Okay.
Right? So you got to provide some access to legal support and advice for people.
So tomorrow, who's supposed to be coming?
Every and anybody. Once you have a legal issue, we invite you to come down and take advantage of the services. I find it astonishing when I do consultation. People tell me, say, they spend $500-$600 just for a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Just for a 15-minute consultation with a lawyer, some of the same well-qualified, well-experienced lawyers may charge you $500 just for 15 minutes of their time. Now, you have access and exposure to the same well-qualified, experienced lawyer for free. Why not take advantage of that? And so if you have a family matter, if you have an estate matter, you have a criminal matter, we invite you to come on down and take advantage of the free legal aid service.
What if I have some issues with traffic tickets, and I believe the police targeted me and gave me like 4 tickets one time, and I said, man, you can just give me 1 general ticket, police officer. My man can go in detail on who that happened to. Just say, what if I have that issue that he will be 4 separate tickets instead of 1? Can I come to this legal aid clinic and get some advice on that?
Whatever legal woes you may have, you can come down and you have access to
all right.
free legal consultation.
Now, what if I have a woe? But I'm not sure if it's illegal. I got one Chick Johnny living in the bush next to me. I don't know if it's a legal issue. I will make sure it doesn't become a legal issue. I want to know, what am I allowed to do to keep people out of my yard?
Again, you can come on down and you can have access to some of the best legal luminaries the Bahamas have to offer.
I have a next issue. What if there's a boundary issue, right? The neighbors, them keep on encroaching. They take down my fence twice. I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying that every time I put up the fence,
uh-huh.
the fence automatically, someone mysteriously knocked down my fence. But it was them. Right? I mean, just saying that it did happen. Can I come out to this legal aid clinic and y'all give me advice?
It bears repeating. Once you have some legal issue or some legal woe, we will invite you to come down.
Okay.
Right now, Eugene DePuge, we have maybe 700-800 graduates. And so persons have, you know, offered their time free of charge to give back to the community. So whatever it may be, if you have a Chick Chani in the bush and you don't know how to...
Listen, the mangoes bear on the neighbor side of the tree.
Coconut, mangoes.
And I think by law, the neighbor is required to give me at least half a wood bed on his side of the tree, because nothing bad on my side of the tree.
Yeah.
Right. Can I bring my neighbor with me? Right? Like, could I bring, like, so it's not animus, right? Like, we're not warring, but we want to resolve the matter amicably. Could I bring the person that I'm having the dispute with me to the clinic so that the lawyers could hear both sides of the issue?
Yeah, you can do that.
Nice.
In fact, you could even take a photograph of the tree and the mangoes hanging in the neighbor's yard, so that would give us
a visual
appreciation.
Look at that.
Yes, a visual appreciation of what the circumstances may be.
I see I have two callers here. Let me patch the callers through. Patch, put a button, Aaron, for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, Nuri.
Go ahead.
Morning.
Morning.
Listen, I don't want to say nothing, but I just want to help Aaron consider what she's talking about, the hurricane and the storm in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to encourage her and show her what she was saying was really a little off concerning the readiness for the people, making the people ready for these things.
Mm-hmm.
The thing, I've been here from June, and from June, the people them were sharing with people concerning how to ready themselves, concerning the hurricane and the storms were coming up. From then to now, I don't know if she's be tuning into the radio or the TV like that, but sometimes she needs to, like, tune into the...
Yes, sir. I want to invite you to come out to this legal aid. Come meet me at this legal aid clinic tomorrow.
You all talking about legal aid. I trying to get in a little earlier, but
No, I'm not pushing you away from the subject matter. That's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you, we got a dispute on our hands because I will argue with you that while there is good penetration in some areas, there's not good penetration in other areas.
No,
that's
but I'm saying that the people is giving people an advice from June, from the hurricane season started, up to now. Every day, they get something out there advising people on how to prepare themselves concerning this. And they have a school with a bunch of young people what were trained for disaster thingam to be volunteers for when anything happened to Aaron.
And that's good to know, man. I appreciate that. We have another caller here. Let's pass that caller through, just in case you need legal advice. As we have Miss Colley and Mr. Farrington here. Go ahead, Colley. Can you hear me? I pressed the right button, right?
No.
Yeah, that one.
Good morning, caller.
Once, twice. Okay. So let's talk about, Miss Colley, how do I get in contact with you all to make sure I'm able to come on time, that there's readiness, what type of information I need to bring when I come to this legal aid clinic?
Okay, so persons that are interested in coming out tomorrow, there's still time for you to WhatsApp us at 818-1606. That is our WhatsApp for CLAP. And then you can call our office line at 326-8507. Or you can send an email at info@clap.org.bs. And what you're simply doing is you're pre-registering. So you're going to provide us with your name, the area of interest, and we're going to make sure when you come out on that day, we will put you with the attorney that is able to provide you advice on that area of interest that you're in.
How important is pre-registering?
It's important because then we'll have a heads up of who's coming out, what the popular areas are, and making sure all the attorneys that are present, we can pinpoint and say, okay, we have areas in non-law dispute. We have areas in criminal law disputes, guardianship application, divorces, and we're able to know who's going to be taking on consultations.
You just mentioned divorces. Divorce is a big thing in the Bahamas, right? Right?
Yeah,
and sometimes, look, it costs so much money, yeah. Right? So if I have an issue with my wife, you're trying to say I could come out there and someone give me advice on, so boy, don't do it. It costs your arm and leg.
Don't bring her.
Don't bring
her. No? Don't bring her.
So, I mean, will there be divorce lawyers out there?
Yes.
You as in CA.
No. I can't leave my good wife. She can take everything. That woman can take everything. So I got to keep her. It's cheaper for me to keep her.
You know, she's listening.
No. I ain't going to no place. She had to get dispatched me a different kind of way. But there will be divorce lawyers there give me advice on that.
Most definitely.
What was serious crime? I mean, I did one or two things in the past, and I said, boy, they coming for me. Can I come there and there's a lawyer there to give me some round about, say, boy, you need to prepare to go to jail type thing?
Yes. But whatever your legal issues are, there'll be somebody who'll fit the circumstance.
What about men that are having difficulty establishing terms of terms for co-parenting, right, and accessing the child, issues with child support? What's the best way? Like, some guys are like, look, I don't want to go through the formal system. I'm already paying something. Like, maybe they come in and you could, how to document what it is that they're doing to present to a court if they've ever petitioned for child support, things like that?
Indeed. Surprisingly enough, a lot of people may not even need legal representation, you know. they may just need some direction on how to complete a form, some direction on where to go to file the form, the monies that are paid for the filing fees, and they're good at advocating for themselves before the magistrate. Yeah. And so they don't necessarily need legal representation.
But they just need understanding.
Yes.
And one of the things that we do offer on our concierge at CLAP is that if you need assistance with filling out magistrate court forms, we took the time out to create fillable forms.
You have forms.
So yeah. You can come out. We have persons trained in that area who can sit down and assist you with filling out the forms. And again, after your consultation with the attorney, walk with all your documents. So
you're
able to provide sound clarity and advice to you.
I have another one. I know one or two people who have immigration issues. When I say immigration issues, that new, whatever is all the way in England, that what I call it, the Privy Council ruling, which is saying if your daddy is Bahamian, right, and you might be an immigrant or Bahamian in waiting, I have two people who concern about that. Can they come out there and get advice on what the next step they need to do?
Come on down.
Come.
Yeah.
All right. What if I get a mechanic?
Whatever it is you want.
You know, I'm a contract.
I give examples.
Just come down.
Yeah.
All my questions can be handled. Just come.
Yes.
I should be up to more callers.
Yeah, you go on.
Okay. Producer Patrick calling through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neri. Good morning, Aaron.
Morning, cousin.
And good morning to your guest.
Morning.
Morning.
I have a question here. It's concerning a friend of mine. They're paying child support. However, the child support is not being used to take care of the child. What can they do in a case like that? Is there anything where the law can assist in making sure the child is being taken care of?
I think it's a little more complex than that. So the person, we would invite them to come down, bring a copy of the order, whatever the information is that they need advice on, bring all of the documentation. It's difficult to give a broad advice not knowing the acute circumstances of that particular issue. And so, if the court order you to pay child support, you're entitled to pay child support. Now, when the mother receives that money, the responsibility is on her to use the money prudently. And if there's evidence that she's not, then, you know, the person could go back before the court for a variation of the court's order or, you know, something of that nature. But again, it's difficult to give a blanket advice without knowing the acute circumstances of that particular case.
Okay.
So they can come down, bring whatever necessary documents they have, and we'll definitely accommodate them.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to the next. Go ahead. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, thank you. I know you're not really giving out good legal advice, but I'm going to throw this out to you.
That's because I'm not a lawyer, sir. Yeah. Don't mind me.
I know, but I'm going to try this one with your guest. I live on the top of the hill. All of my topsoil is running down into other people's yard, making their vegetation and their fruits better than what I could ever do on top of the hill. Now, please tell me I ain't got no win in this, but shouldn't I be entitled to all the fruits down at the bottom without having to buy them?
Sir, with my limited legal knowledge, you may actually be liable for the materials that are running from your yard into their yard.
Like a farmer point
and,
of view.
Right, you must hope that they don't sue you.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. But I can let them answer.
Okay, thanks.
Come on down to CLAP.
And just for clarification, remind us what CLAP stands for, please.
Community Legal Aid Program.
And how did all of this come about, that you were able to afford that Bahamians in general, in the main, can come out and just get free legal advice? How is that possible?
We actually have a solid support structure. And that's a combination of Caribbean Agency for Justice and Solution, Office of the Attorney General, Bahamas Bar Association, and the Eugene Debuse Law School. So all of those agencies have joined hands together. I usually call them our super friends. And we're able to afford to provide free legal advice to the community. And so even though broadly we work at a legal aid clinic, you would appreciate that, you know, sometimes we get overwhelmed with people coming in looking for free legal advice or legal advice at a minimal cost. We decided to pivot and join hands with our super friends, along with attorneys from various law firms, to provide free access to justice to anybody, Bahamian or non-Bahamian. Once you are in the Bahamas,
you are entitled to free legal advice from us.
I have a text here. It says, hello, Aaron and CA. I would love to take advantage of this free clinic, but I am not in Nassau. When will you be having another one again so I can make plans to be here for in the future?
Fair not. We could log on to Zoom. They can just register the information Ms. Carly provided.
She's trying to say that they don't have to be in Nassau now. You could just Zoom in and then get the free legal advice.
You could be in the UK. You could be in Canada. And you
we're going to WhatsApp 818-1606 for the Zoom link, right? You register and let them know your location. So you need a Zoom link. Or call the office number 326-8507 to make the same arrangements. Or email them at info@clap, that's C-L-A-P, .org.bs.
Yes. So Saturday, every and any Bohemian can have access to this legal advice.
Any and everybody, male, female, child, guardian, you know, you can come out and we will do that for you. Even if you were to pre-register and you let us know that you are on the family island, but you want to have access to this consultation, let us know before 5 p.m. today.
Mm-hmm.
We can arrange those Zoom links. You can provide us with your email. We can send you the link, give you a time, and the attorney would log on from the iPad that we have there, the laptops we have there, and we can give you the consultation on Saturday.
I have another text says, good day. Would there be persons dealing with intellectual property issues?
Every area of the law.
But
what I would say, though, if you have an area of the law that may not be as popular as the others, it'll be good that you register beforehand
so that you can have
somebody in place. And so not every attorney is, you know, exposed to intellectual property, because that's a very niche area of the law. And so if you want, you know, a competent attorney to be able to address your legal issue, then we would advise you to register beforehand so that if on the day of someone is not competent enough to provide a legal advice, I mean, I roster long. We could reschedule a consultation on another occasion.
You're only talking foolishness. I have something I want to protect, right? But I'm not sure if I got to copyright it, if I got to register it, if I got to trademark it. It's a business idea. It's intellectual property. Mm-hmm. All of those things I could come out and get advice on, right?
Yes.
And possibly even access to a form, and y'all will show me how to fill it out properly.
Yes. But again, I would reiterate, if it's a niche area like intellectual property, you should give us a heads up that we can have somebody on site who could be able to.
I have this person asking about foreclosure. Said that they're hosting foreclosure, but they don't believe that the bank have the right to take their property. Can someone be there to give them advice
sir.
On it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yes. So this person vexed.
Definitely walk with your demand letters, your contractual agreement with the bank, all of that, so that once you sit down with the attorney, they can look over those documents and give you, again, sound advice.
And I want to apologize to Mr. Farrington right now, because I gave out his number a couple of times. You give me the WhatsApp number? And people call me and say, Nuri, the man being on your show, what is his name? I say, Farrington, yeah, that's my family now. He said, I need legal advice. I say, just don't tell him I give you the number. Mm-hmm. But then text him, and then he'll put you on to whoever, right? But y'all tend to be busy now. This is the demand.
That's why I'm in trouble now.
All hours of the night. Just keep on ringing. They want to apologize, but use my only link to the legal clinic, so I just give it out. That's why they say come when you say I come in. Just come.
It's another thing. We don't realize that everything has this element to it, right? That as a citizen, as a consumer, right, as a patient, you have to have sufficient knowledge of the law to protect yourself. In the same way we were talking about hurricanes and hurricane culture, we got to shift culture to understanding the legal culture of the world. And people should not feel a way about calling a lawyer, getting advice. That's what you're supposed to be doing, right?
I have another text here. Want you to remind us on where it's going to be again.
It's going to be held at the Bahamas Faith Ministries at the Diplomat Center on Carmichael Road from the hours of 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. And they got a solid bus route. Like, if you ain't got trans, you could still get out there. They got a solid bus route.
And if I wanted to pre-book, you say something with a concierge, what do I do for that?
Well, that's a part of it. So once you come out, you get your advice, and based on the advice that is given, the attorney who's giving that consultation is going to direct you to concierge. If it is that you have to fill out magistrate court forms, they will direct you there. That is all in the same space, and then someone will sit down with you and fill out that form for you.
And I know this is going to be rare, but I always ask this, right? What if it's a good case, but you know I broke? I don't have that type of money. But you the lawyers are there, and they say, boy, you need help. I need to help you because I see where you're going with this. Is it possible, maybe, off the line, can one of the lawyers say, man, I like you, I'll work for this for free. Is that possible?
We've had that.
You've had that before, yes. Where lawyers said, I'm taking this on.
Taking
another
one,
yes.
Pro bono, yes.
Yes. Pro bono, that means free-ish.
Yes.
Okay, I see I have another call here. Let me patch that call, because I like
free-ish.
Well,
I don't think anything in life is free.
No, but I said, ish.
That's minimal cost.
That's why this is also important, right? Because everything has a cost.
Yes,
and sometimes you got to understand the law to understand what the cost is.
Free-ish. Yes. Free-ish, not free, but free-ish. But let's go to this call right now. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Aaron and Mr. Newry, I spoke with you all day before yesterday concerning the lawyer, Charles Parkinson, estate and will of Watlands Island, and you all never got back to me. That's number one. I left my number with the producer.
Could you repeat your question, please? Or your comment?
Actually, I'm going to try to fix the things right now. Call a woman for me, and I'm going to let you repeat everything again. Everyone should be able to hear, and you go ahead now and respond to that.
I said that I spoke with you all day before yesterday and left my number to call me concerning the lawyer Charles Farquharson's estate and the erroneous will at Archives, remember?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bethel, I have your information.
Okay. I still need to hear from you all. Aaron, when you said about the neighbor and your fruit tree hanging over in the neighbor yard, right? Now, you have a picker, my suggestion, and if you get one of those top rail fence poles, but 20-something feet long,
yes, sir,
and extend it,
yes,
you can pick all the fruit you want on the next side.
Okay. Just once I don't touch their property.
No. You in your yard.
Yeah.
You can reach over and pick all the fruits off your tree that hangs over in their yard, but they can't do the same thing to you.
Because the tree is in
my
yard.
Yeah. Fence, you see?
Okay.
That's one way to resolve it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, y'all give me a call, please.
Will do.
We chat. Thank you.
Okay.
So let's do a summary again, and that's reach for you, Ms. Colley. Time, place, where, how, which, and all those type of things. I just do a rundown. So every Bahamian, have no excuse. You come down and get this free legal advice from some of the best lawyers inside the Bahamas to be helping Bahamians in general out as to what to do.
So the Community Legal Aid Program, also known as CLAP, will be having its fifth initiative tomorrow, Saturday, the 9th of September, 2023, from the hours of 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries, also known as the Diplomat Center on Carmichael Road. And we will be there giving free legal advice to anyone that comes out. You can register by WhatsApping us at 818-1606. Calling our landline at 326-8507 or sending an email at info@clap.org.bs.
And I would only say that once you come, ensure that you bring every single thing, every document that you want to rely on or you need some advice on or some clarification, bring those down so that we can have a look at them.
Mm-hmm. I imagine prepare yourself for people who want to dispute the BPL bill. But will you have people there for those sort of technical issues, right? Like who is responsible for a leak on this side of the property line?
Yes.
Who's responsible for a leak on that side of the property line?
Yes,
property
yes,
issues.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I wanted to know if last minute, I know I was to register, but I did not get to register. Can I still come in?
Yes.
Indeed. Well, just come on down.
Yeah. But bring as many documents as possible
yes.
with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, it's now 12 o'clock. This is Guardian Rain AM. Of course, we have Mr. Kevin Farrington and Miss Colley. I can't learn to pronounce that first name.
Pay attention to the radio, to the media all weekend for the next week. Storms traveling. Get your radios primed up. Be on alert. This is our time, Bahamas.